Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Friday the 13th of January, 2012. All the technology news from the previous 48 hours in around 5 minutes. Sorry I'm a bit late today. Right then, Ofcom has unveiled plans for a greater 4G coverage. It wants 98% of the UK covered, and it wants all of the providers to make sure that they undertake to do that when they bid on the 800 MHz spectrum in 2012. There's no word about when they've got to do it by, though, so that could be a bit of a limiting factor. The government's going to promise £150 million to help. That's not enough. And also, 98% of the population lives in 25% of the country. So all of you lot in the wilderness, you won't be getting it anyway, don't worry, because they can meet the target without getting out to you. The other good news is, it'll be all after 2014, so Scotland won't be part of the UK then either. So there'll be even less wilderness to cover. Apple has definitely confirmed that on the January the 19th, it's going to have its event in New York City. It's going to be at the Guggenheim Museum, and it's going to be focused on education. I've got no idea what Apple is going to show here, because this could be anything. No hardware, perhaps? Or could it just be textbooks? Or will there be an iPad 3, because you can get better textbooks on your iPad 3? Who knows? War has broken out in China, it would seem. The iPhone 4S was launched amidst riots, nay, outside the main Apple store in the middle of Beijing. It's not looking good. SWAT teams were called to try and quell the rioters as it went through, and it was unpleasant. Unpleasant, to say the least. It's a phone, people. It's a friggin' phone. There'll be more. Just stand back. Good God. The judicial arm of the Obama administration has told judges in Baltimore that police officers who took away a bloke's camera after he filmed them making arrests and deleted all the content were in breach of the First, Fourth and 14th Amendments by doing it. They've said that he was completely wrong and Chris Sharp shouldn't have had all his stuff ripped off. There you go. They beat his friend up as well before arresting him, and he said that was bad too. No word on the friend being beaten up though, only the cell phone bit. Now, in the war between all of the tablets, Kindle Fire's been lagging behind a little bit, although it's got interesting concepts for the content going forwards. But it dropped a big, big chip in the game this week. Sling Player has decided to come to the Kindle Fire. Yes, you'll be able to get the Sling Media app from the Amazon App Store for $29 this month, and then you'll be able to stream all your content to it. Do watch out, though, because there's no guide and no on-screen remote. But it's coming, and it could help the Kindle sales. Windows has kind of officially announced that it's not worried about the tech specs and it's not worried about the flash stuff. It just wants the best user experience possible. Speaking on a podcast, Joe Bellafiore said that the user experience is more important to Windows Phone than cutting-edge specs or bargain basement prices. If we look at how we've built our team and the program Windows Phone, we've really tried to focus our engineering efforts on a relatively narrow set of hardware so that we can optimize it as a user experience. Well done, Joe. If you're waiting for Avatar 2, the good news is that Avatar 3 is in the pipeline as well. The other good news is the fact that it's going to be at 50 frames per second and look absolutely super gorgeous. Bad news is you're going to have to wait at least 4 years. The first movie was great, but I can wait, don't worry. John Landau and James Cameron were speaking at Titanic 3D, which is an epic film which I think I might be passing on this summer. Now, Panasonic has had a bit of a ghost machine kicking about at CES. It's their Skype tablet. It's quite interesting, really. It's a little tiny 7-inch tablet that sits on the side like one of your picture frame things, but it's got a little Skype camera in it, and that's all it seems to do. Would you be able to sell it for just Skype alone? Or perhaps as a present to your grandma or your grandpa so that they could at least just look at it and it's always on. But then you're going to have to buy them a Wi-Fi network and all that kind of thing. There's no word on any specs, though, and they're all tight-lipped about it, and it all of a sudden disappeared the other day, apparently. So we'll have to wait and see. BlackBerry has released the Porsche-designed P'9981. What the hell is it with putting apostrophes in things now? It's awful. It says it's a Porsche design, but if that's the best that Porsche design can come up with, I don't want a Porsche. And it's not going to help BlackBerry. I think the BlackBerrys actually look better than this does. This goes right the way back to the BlackBerry type gold clones that there were from Nokia about 1995. I wouldn't have it, and it's probably going to cost a pretty penny. What I would have is the Hydromechanical Concept Watch. This thing is gorgeous. It's a watch, it's got a watch mechanism, but what it's also got is a dial that tells you the hours, and it tells you the hours by pumping out a fluorescent liquid round a tube. Oh man, I want one of these. I've watched the video on YouTube and it looks absolutely dandy and super gorgeous, and I'm going to go down and see the bank manager, and I'm going to have to maybe even mortgage a bit of my house because it's $45,000. I haven't told the wife though. Shh. Now, Koda make electric cars, and they made one a little while ago that was quite expensive and not particularly good, and they've managed to reduce their new one in price. It's $2,650 less than the one before. Very good. It looks a bit like a kind of concept smart car from the 1990s, so fairly crap, and it's $39,900. Ouch. And it only does 125 miles on one charge. Double ouch. And it looks really nasty. Triple ouch. Don't buy it. 4D Vibestar have released the ultimate vibrating lumbar speaker system. Yes, your life was empty. You didn't realise that you needed a lumbar support for your chair that vibrated and played really loud music. No word on price or availability. Damn, this looks nasty. Perhaps the best gadget of all at CES is one of the simplest. It's an electrical power cord that's fitted with a Bluetooth receiver. What on earth do you want that for? And it's so simple. You plug it into an appliance that you want to operate remotely, and all you do is call up an application on your iPhone, and you can switch the appliance on or off. How good's that? If you've got something in the garden, like a fountain or a set of lights, and you want to switch them off at night, instead of going out in the pouring rain, all you've got to do is open your iPhone up and switch them off. There you go, you lazy gits. Just what you need. Big downside, $40 for electrical cable. Holy moly! And last, but by no means least, Qualcomm are offering $10 million, £6.5 million, if you can come up with a real-life tricorder. Yep. They're saying it's got to be about the same kind of size as the one in Star Trek. It's got to weigh no more than 2.2 kilograms, but I'm afraid you won't be able to sell it if all it does is make bleeps and squeaks like the real thing that they had on Star Trek. This thing has to actually work. It's got to measure your blood pressure remotely and your temperature and diagnose diseases and all that kind of stuff. There could be the greater issue, and $10 million may not be enough. However, if you actually bother to make this thing, I can guarantee there will most definitely be one sale here. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. Sorry about the cock-up last night on Big Show. We're going to reschedule that one, perhaps for Sunday night. We'll be back, though, this afternoon with the photo show at 2 o'clock and the Mac show at 3:30. We'll see you later. Thanks for listening.